Hello, and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark and Humboldt head football coach Derek Allman. Our first guest is Coach Ashlyn Clark. The Wildcats volleyball program hosted reigning North Central Conference champion Clarion Goldfield Downs last Tuesday after falling to Webster City in their first NCC match of the year. The Cats would fall in the first set and storm back for a 2-1 lead going into the fourth. The fourth set saw Humboldt trail 7-1, but battle back to defeat the 2022 conference champs in four sets. I caught up with Clark after the match against Clarion Goldfield Downs to get her thoughts on the battle in conference play and the road ahead.
Coming off of second North Central Conference game and being able to shut them out and not go into five, you know, it feels great. We weren't playing the best in the beginning of that fourth game, and I looked over at my two assistant coaches and I said, we better not go into five or we're going to get that nickname of not the bad news bears, but the five set bad news bears. Doesn't matter how we play or how you play, we're going into five sets no matter what, and I'm glad that we can break that tonight.
You fall in the first set, it was starting to take that Webster City narrative where you go up 2-1 and then you're down, I think it was 7-1 there into that fourth set. You called the timeout. What was the message to the team being down there in that fourth set off the get-go?
Just to stay up. You know, we were doing everything wrong, and we were doing all the mistakes, and we were just letting them just bring the ball back to our side. I think we had four hitting errors in a row. So I said to clean it up and to play our game and let them make the mistakes. We need to have more positive.
You're able to jump out to another 2-set lead and get that momentum and be able to keep it. How important is that now as you've had those 5-set losses to be able to get a win like that confidence-wise for the girls here?
I told the girls not to take their foot off the gas because there's a lot of times in those games where we push really hard, 3 or 4 points, and then we backpedal and then we push. I told them you have to push the whole entire time.
You get the win here in North Central Conference play to knock off Clarion Goldfield Downs. What does that mean here to now be 1-1 with a big win like that?
That feels great, especially coming off that loss against Webster City. They were a tough team. And then coming in and knocking off number one from last year really helps our confidence moving forward.
Coach, you had big nights here. Taylor Wempen, Mia Schluter, Larson Bonstetter. The list goes on and on. Afterwards,
absolutely.
Kendall Works had some service aces as well.
Yep.
To see the play there, I know originally, you know, you had Taylor Wempen, a lot of stats, but then the other supporting cast that I just mentioned starting to step up as well.
Yep.
What does that do for the state of this program now as you start to really get into the meat of the season here?
We have more than one threat moving forward. They're looking at two girls now instead of just one in the front row. So they're going to have to start working on being able to block two people at the same time.
You got a big grin, basically, about that. You're pretty excited about what you got here.
Absolutely.
For the group. Final thoughts, your coach, on the win against Clarion Goldfield Downs.
We just played one heck of a game, and we were able, like I've been saying, the last couple of games is we're going to be able to top these games off, and we finally did, and to have that win underneath our belt feels awesome.
Coach, you got a little bit of a break here until you're going to be on the road at Clear Lake, another tough test coming up here in the North Central Conference. What's the plan moving forward as you do have the elongated break practice-wise, and then just your thoughts on Clear Lake?
Really just to push them out here going in practices. I know it's going to be tough, especially with we have Thursday.
Cyhawks.
So we're going to have morning practice on Friday just so we can participate in Cyhawks. So just being able to get in, have a quick, hard practice, and then get the girls out so they can still have fun.
Coach, congratulations on the victory. Go enjoy this with the team, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Yes, thank you.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark. Our next guest is Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Allman. The Humboldt football team fell 52-14 at Mason-Mock Field to the back-to-back reigning state champion Van Meter Bulldogs Friday night for their first home loss since 2020. I caught up with Allman after the week 3 loss in Humboldt to hear his thoughts on the game and the upcoming week.
You know, I think there's definitely some things we can look at. We'll see on film and we can take away and be happy about. I talked with the kids at half. The thing that I was the most proud of is how they continue to fight. And there were some opportunities that Van Meter definitely got after us, and our kids kept fighting. They were going to do everything they could, and they were going to force Van Meter to work for every inch that they got, I felt like, tonight, and they did. So I'm really proud of the way our kids handled some adversity. And, you know, sometimes these games are just tough, and Van Meter's an excellent opponent, probably one of the better teams we've seen in a long time. To get a team like that in non-district play is tough, but I think, you know, our kids came out firing. They played tough right away, and they didn't quit on themselves. They didn't quit on each other. I think there's definitely some things we can go to the film and learn from as coaches. As coaches first, obviously, we need to get what we can do to get better, and we need to make sure that we continue to put the kids in the right position to be successful. And I think that, you know, there's some things that we saw tonight that I think we can do to help the kids be successful. That's the most important thing.
Corey Dettman has a great touchdown reception. You're down 21-0 and lifts up pretty much that entire sideline and the crowd here as well this evening with a touchdown. He makes the catch, but more importantly, I said it right to Wicket as he started to create that separation. Mm-hmm. The immediate space opening there was pretty impressive there to see Dettman have a couple of touchdowns here tonight.
Absolutely, and that play, he did a great job. You know, it was a wheel route, and he came forward for those first couple of steps, so he got the safety backpedaling, and then he broke to the outside on the wheel and he was gone. The minute you saw him break on that wheel, you knew he had a chance to be gone, and he was, and it was a foot race then, and he's pretty darn fast.
Yeah, he took off, and then you look at defensively, Keegan Groh making a lot of plays defensively here tonight as well.
Yeah, I thought Keegan did a great job on the edge tonight. He came up hard and physical a lot of times, and credit to their running back again, too, though. I mean, that guy, there's a reason he was first team All-State last year. He's a good football player, a really, really good football player. And, you know, he had to work for yards at times, but, man, he was tough to bring down, too, though.
Yeah, he was very shifty out there as well. And Peyton Peterson, towards the end there, had some decent runs, too, at the end. Be able to drive down towards the end of that second touchdown drive.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought Peyton kind of came into his own on that last drive, you know. It's been tough going as far as running the ball, but I felt like we gained some traction a little bit in this game, just finding who we are as an offensive line. And you know, we also talked about looking at their offensive line and the way they come off the ball, they attack, you know. And that's one thing we've got to continue to get better, is that attack mentality, you know, take the fight to the other team, not kind of wait for them. So we've got to continue to grow up front, and I think that definitely helps all of our backs out.
A tough loss like this here against Van Meter, what does this do for this program moving forward now?
I just got to learn from it. You know, I don't think there's anything it does or doesn't do. I think it's just, you know, it's another football game that we've got to go into the film, watch film, and get better this week. You know, we're three games into our season. There's a lot of season left, and one game is behind us now. Windshield's bigger than the rear view, so we're going to focus on a good North Polk team and continue to grow and get better. So that's, I guess, what it does for us more than anything, is it motivates us to get better.
Coach, now you're going to be on the road at North Polk for the final non-district game of the year. Thoughts going into that matchup?
We've seen North Polk, obviously, for the last couple of years. They're going to be very similar to what we've seen in the past. They're going to try to spread you out. They're going to try to get the ball to their athletes, you know. They run a really, really salty key one screen where they bring the receiver right down the line and catch the ball. So there's some things that definitely we got to look at and prepare for. And we just got to continue to grow and get better every opportunity that we have, just as a whole group, coaches, kids, everybody, you know. So what can we do to help the kids? What can the kids do to help each other?
And Coach, just real quick before you go, final thoughts on tonight's game.
Van Meter's a good football team, but we're going to continue and grow and get better because of playing teams like this, you know. And that's the one thing, too, that I think I have to remember, our kids have to remember, our other coaches have to remember, is we play four just really tough teams in our non-district schedule. And those are the games that are going to continue to make us better. Better play callers, you know, better guards, better quarterbacks, better receivers, better D-backs, better D-linemen, whatever it is. It's playing tough teams, you know. That's how you get better. You don't go schedule a team that's just a win. You want to make sure that you go out and have to fight for things. And, you know, we played three games now, two of them where we had to fight for every inch that we got on that field. And then another one where we just had to test our mettle a little bit, you know, and go out and find a way to continue to play hard. So I think every single game we've grown a little bit. We've gotten better mentally, gotten better physically. So we just got to continue that one non-district game, that last non-district game that we have, to continue to grow and get better.
Coach, thank you for joining us here after this game here against Van Meter, and we will be with you next week at North Polk. Best of luck in that matchup.
Thank you. Go Cats.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Elman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.